4, Romeo, Yankee, Lima, K4, RYL, Mobile, downtown Greenville.
4RYL and 4ZLK. Hey, Ryland, how are you?
They're doing well. Just leaving the office and had to run a few errands around town and then take you to the house and stay out of the seat.
We were talking one time and you mentioned you your office was over there across from the FedEx building. The only place I can think of is a place called Freshwater. Is that correct?
Yes, buddy. Nail on the head.
Times, a few times, we drop a trailer there and pick up in late in the evening, and I have done that a couple times. It's not normally mine, though.
UPS drop trailer? That's actually out my office window there. I'm the logistics manager, new logistics manager for the company as of about the past 2 weeks, so I'm getting up to speed on everything and all that, but now I will always look out the window and think of you out there hauling that UPS.
Yeah, every once in a while I've helped them out, or actually on my day off they call me in and ask me to make those pickups, but it's rare. But I have been there. I know exactly where you are.
Across the street from your arch rival. We got, I think we pretty evenly do the whole UPS and FedEx thing. It just, it depends. You guys are right there in rates and all that stuff. So I know there's a lot that goes out UPS, though.
Doing the same job. So I tend to think one of us normally does it better, but that's just my opinion. I've been in it for 30-something years, so I might be a little biased. Okay.
So flipped over to 14652. Sorry about that. UPS is typically, I think, a little bit more expensive, but I think I get better service UPS. I think the company prefers UPS a little bit better, but they ship things out FedEx. It just kind of depends on what it costs to send stuff where and what level of service. I think pretty much everybody kind of runs it like that.
I would agree that we're probably more expensive, but that's just the way it is. But they're making changes. I don't know. There's been a lot of changes in the last few years that I don't necessarily think is the best thing, but I don't run the company either, so I'm just along for the ride.
True. That's true. Yeah, I will say one thing. Y'all's website and all that stuff, it is a lot easier to deal with UPS, like online and stuff like that. Some of the FedEx stuff, when you get into the nuts and bolts of it online and start looking at everything, it really, it can handle rates and stuff like that, whereas UPS just has it set up so simply.
I do know that our telephone service is not the best in the world. I've always complained about that. But that's just the route they've chosen to go, is to make it difficult for you to call. I think they want to push you over to the website.
K4RYL for ID. Yeah, I agree with you. I think the last company I used to work for down there in Charleston, they were the same way. They would rather kind of discourage phone calls and transferring you around, and they would much rather you be able to go online. But the problem with that was they didn't do a very good job of keeping schedules, stuff like that, updated in the system, and transit times and stuff like that. So customers would always get in there, get mired up, and looking at all that information, and finally, after looking through the internet, have to call somebody and ask about transit times and stuff like that. So sometimes you're just not going to avoid phone calls.
Somebody anyway. That's just how I am. You go into a bank, I'd rather go into the bank and talk to somebody than do it online. But what I think is funny is I call UPS, you know, for personal or stuff with the whatever, you know, my benefits or anything, or I call my insurance, which Teamsters handles, but they put you on hold, you're on hold forever, and the whole time they're telling you, go to your website, and we can answer most of your questions there, and I'm like, I'm here because I couldn't find the answer on the website.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I've had that same experience, too, with things like health insurance and all that, and having to look through and all that. It's like, you know, you can find all of this online. And I'm like, well, I didn't. That's why I'm calling you, and that's why I would like to speak with a customer service representative. That, and sometimes you end up having one of those automated systems you talk to, and you'll get mired down in looking through the different options, listening to the AI computer woman give you the options, and then you just have to resign. Finally, just saying customer service, and finally it might put you over to a real person.
What I do, I might give them one or two chances to get what I need, but or to get me where I need, but a lot of times I'll just start saying customer service, speak to a representative, you know, every answer, just till they finally give me somebody.
And then once you do get that, you better hope that somebody here in the United States, you'll have some guy named Fred that obviously has not learned English, or English is not his native language, and he's definitely not sitting here in the United States.
It's a problem, or an issue, but it's how they save money. Well, anyway, Ryland, I wanted to catch you and just see if that's where you were. It sounds like you are. I know where you are. It's funny when I heard you say you were the logistics manager one time we were talking, and I was thinking about that company over there. I was like, well, that's the only place I can think of, but I guess they have logistics over there too. So I'm not sure exactly what you guys do. I know, you know, I don't know that I've ever picked up a full trailer over there, but we pick up a pretty good bit from you.
Company produces water filtration parts, water filters, you name it. If it comes to water filtration, a lot of their business is water filtration for stuff in like pharmacies, doctor's offices, hospitals. When you really, really, really have to have ultra-filtered water down to several parts, or, you know, one part per trillion or more, which is like a medicine dropper. And like five or six Olympic swimming pools. So it's when it's absolutely got to be filtered, we've got those parts. So that's what we do, and we get in stuff from around the world, and we ship out stuff from around the world, and then domestically. So it keeps us busy. But yeah, I'll let you get back to it. Thanks for coming back to me, and thanks for confirming. Yeah, I wasn't going to shout it out over the air, but you hit the nail on the head. anyway, have a good day, and stay cool out there if your day is not concluded yet. This is K4RYL. You have a good day. I'll be clear on your final.
I'm not far from my next pickup, and I apologize if I wasn't supposed to spill the secret there, but that was the only place I could think of. So, all right, we'll talk to you later. Have a good day. Good to talk to you. K4RYL, N4ZLK.
Quite all right. I'm pretty sure that everybody here in the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society is good people, so I don't think that's too personal information, you know. Who knows, somebody might be listening out there going, you know what, I need some water filtration parts, or something like that, or I could talk to the logistics manager on the radio. Anyway, have a good afternoon, 73s, K4RYL, we'll be clear.